In case you missed it, a version of this article was originally published by Thorold today on March 29. Long simmering tensions came to a boil during last week's meeting of the Thorold Business Improvement Association, BIA, as Serge Carpino was re-elected chair of the downtown organization. Carpino and his former vice chair, Marcia Coppola, have been at odds for quite some time, and the election for chairperson only exacerbated those tensions. Both Coppola, who owns Da Bath Bomb on Front Street, and Carpino, who owns Canal City Realty on Regent Street, had thrown their names in the ring in hopes of leading the BIA over the next 4 years. During last week's meeting, which was held at J.C. Patissier on Front Street, Coppola explained why she could no longer work under Carpino. "The last 4 years have been horrible doing everything while Serge took the photos," she said. "I physically gave up so many thousands of hours to do the BIA, and he would show up for the photos. It was hurtful because I felt like it was all on me to do everything." Coppola said there were no functional subcommittees during Carpino's tenure as chair, except for the car show, which was a boys' club, and they did whatever they wanted. If elected, Carpino vowed to breathe new life into the association's beautification and marketing subcommittees. "I'm here to do whatever you guys want," he told BIA members. "I don't have a hidden agenda. I don't know what I can tell you except that I want to lead and I want to be involved. I'm here to do whatever this committee wants." End of story. Other business owners at the meeting voiced their disappointment with the toxic situation. "I don't want to move forward with anything that's this tense," said Lori Ann Lamoth, who owns the yoga center of Niagara on Front Street. "I'm just heartbroken. There's reparations that need to happen. I'm sad, really sad." Lamoth wondered if the city clerk, Matthew Trenum, could come in to remedy the situation. Other BIA members pushed for a vote. "I came here to vote because this is torture," said Councillor Ken Santance. "This does not help the BIA. I am really sorry it has come to this." Both Councillors Ken Santance and Mike Didivites cast their vote for Carpino. So did the former owner of Reganelli's Bakery, Nick Delomo, and One Earth store owner Terry Lynn Woodhouse. Both Lamoth and Angie Coates, who owns Angio Antiques on Front Street, voted for Coppola, while Stephanie Gondick, who owns the Borough on Albert Street West, abstained. After the vote, Coppola said she would resign from the BIA and focus her efforts on the city's tourism board. To fill the void she leaves behind, Lamoth has stepped up as vice chair of the association. "I am a peacemaker at the core of who I am," Lamoth told Thorold today, after the vote. "There's great stuff that we can move forward on, but we have to be able to treat everybody equally, look at all business in Thorold as the same, and work together." Carpino is elated to serve another 4 years, in what he says will be his last term. "I'm excited," he said after the meeting. "There are still many things that I want to do as chair. Now we need a template and direction from the committee. I don't make the decisions. We're a collective, we'll decide." With the toxic situation hopefully resolved, Carpino hopes to make a fresh start for the BIA. "My position now is to eliminate the negatives, accentuate the positives and move forward," he said. "Either you're with us or you're against us. The proof of the pudding is where they put their faith and they put their faith in me."